Trendy is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it, must be 21 years or older. Welcome back to another edition of Trending, presented by Omaha, the show where we like to explore the best ways to wager for casual cappers. And Jen, what we explored on Monday is the full extent of your powers. You go and you bet against the Houston Astros, your own beloved team, on this program, and what happens? You manifest a no-hitter. Holy smoke, you are a powerful woman.
I told you that it was a safe bet because I either win or I reverse jinx them. And that's what happened, but like, wow. And unfortunately, they lost the next game. So they are now 5-1 at home, lost 13 of their last 15 at home. So the trend was right. We just happened. And I did actually like Ronel Blanco, but no way. And I started him, my fantasy teams, but no way did I expect no hitter. That was bonkers.
Well, throw them in your cred pick tonight and they'll throw a perfect game and Altuve will hit five bombs. So I can't wait to see who you jinx tonight with all of your witch powers. But before we get into the picks, Jen, I did jump up ahead on you a little bit, 7.7 to 6.6. I want to make sure I get that in because it's probably the only time I will hold a lead the entire week. Because you are, by some standards, the most accurate predictor in America. What was the website that gave that title to you last year?
Oh, SharpRank. I think I'm still there. It was number one in MLB last year, number two in NFL, and overall ranked number one. Last I checked, it was still there, but we'll see.
That's truly unbelievable. That's truly unbelievable that you are one and two in two different sports. And so I want to do two things. One, you have a pick that's going to be, for non-competitive reasons, making your second guess express early, but it's for a 3 o'clock game. So I want you to go ahead and give that out for the people at the very top of the show who are listening to this as soon as it's released. And then after that, let's talk about how you achieve such astonishing results.
Yeah. I have three picks for Boston. So you guys just, I'm going to rattle them off real quick. First off, I like Boston to cover the run line, -1.5. You get plus money for that. I also like Trevor Story for over 1.5 total bases because Trevor Story is specifically hot versus Ross Stripling. He's got like a 1286 OPS. He's got, hold on, let me give you all that. 1286 OPS. Yes, two home runs, four extra base hits, batting .357 in just 14 at bats. And wouldn't have taken this bet before last night because Trevor Story was batting .190. Last night, three hits, and he was instrumental in that win. It brought his batting average all the way up to a very respectable .269. So we're going to get into this in a minute, but a couple of things converged to make me say, hey, I want this for +125 over 1.5 total bases. I'm willing to take that risk on Trevor Story tonight. And then finally, you gotta look at the Nick Pivetta strikeout prop because the guy was insane. He struck out 10 Mariners in his season debut. Last year, he was in the top 7% as far as strikeout rate. And the Oakland A's have historically been the worst at strikeout rate. In fact, right now they have nearly a 30% strikeout rate for the 2024 season behind only the Seattle Mariners, but it's set up pretty high at 7.5. So what I wanted to do was I wanted to parlay it to get some plus money value. So if you take him for over 7.5 strikeouts and the Red Sox, just the money line, you get +115. So that's my play.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to get to a commercial break soon so I can make sure I get that in before first pitch. And I hope that everybody here will join me. So you gave us three picks there. You gave us a little bit of tease of your process of what needs to converge for you to get really excited. And so, you know, you wake up, you eat your Wheaties, you sit down at your desk, you pull open your MLB bets for the day. Where do you start and how does that get to where you end?
Okay, so the first thing I look at is basically what I end up with is if I can get a long-term trend and a short-term trend to overlap, then I'm in. I will pull a lotto ticket for a long-term trend or a short-term trend, but I'm not going to place any major part of my bankroll on anything where two trends don't overlap. And the more trends I can get to overlap, the better. So, for example, as I pointed out with Trevor Story, the long-term trend of him versus Ross Stripling has been very successful. So that's one long-term trend I really like. Short-term, he was really hot last night. three hits. You know, another short-term trend, the Boston Red Sox have been far better than the Oakland A's to start the season, scoring twice as many runs per game, right? So a lot of those things come together, and I'm like, okay, I'm willing to do it at the payout plus 125. Now for hitters, a lot of times I start with batter-pitcher matchups. The other thing I'll start with is splits. So left, I look at who's facing a lefty. Who mashes lefties? Let's start there. That's an easy place to start. It's really clear. You don't have to look at too many pitchers, maybe five or six lefties pitching on a day. You can see, do any of the guys who really mash lefties happen to have a lefty matchup? And then, like I said, I overlay it with how have they been lately? What's the park factor? What's the weather?
Wow. So, okay. So you're getting into park factor and weather as well. And so like you're starting with a very high number of bets and then narrowing it down before you look at like park factor and weather, right? Like you would never reverse the funnel and be like, hey, let me look at weather first and then look at splits beyond that.
Well, you might like it, like you're doing an NFL bet and you're like, okay, it's going to be snowy and windy. In general, I'm going to favor the running backs here. So there you might just say like, you know what? I'm not going to take wide receiver props. Fine. You might throw those out if it's really bad. But for baseball, like a lot of them take place in a dome. You know, you can also look at months. You know, it's cooler weather. If it's warm weather, like let's say it's a game in Citizens Bank Park in warm weather. Mm-hmm. You probably want to take the over if you've got, you know, a fly ball pitcher on the mound versus someone that's hot. So you kind of add all those things together, but I almost pretty much never just say, hey, this guy has a great history versus the pitcher. I'm going to put all my money on that because that's only one thing. I need more than one thing. And the more pieces of, you know, the more trends I can overlap, the more confident I am and the more of my bankroll I'm willing to risk.
But you got to be careful, right? Like you can't get to the point where like this guy has this VORP on full moons on a Tuesday night while standing on 1 foot while, you know, somebody's wearing orange in the seat behind them. Like you can't get too deep into this or you'll drive yourself insane.
That's right. So that's why, like I said, if you get two or you get three, you can just stop there. Fine. Don't get weird. Don't do the full moon thing. Like you said, you know, basically long-term trend, short-term trend. And then just be sure that the park factor, you know, if it's a park that suppresses runs and you're betting on home runs, then maybe, or if it's a rainy day, then maybe, you know, not. Maybe you just kind of like kick that one out. But for the most part, long-term trend, short-term trend. And as I said, I usually start with splits or batter versus pitcher and to narrow it down. And then I go from there.
I think what's really remarkable about you being so good at both baseball and football is there are polar opposites when it comes to sample sizes. Like the reason I like to bet baseball so much, the player props, is you got 162 games of data and the data accumulates quickly, right? Because of the daily nature of the sport. I only need to wait a couple of weeks now before I can start looking at 10, 20 game trends. Whereas like that's the end of the season in the NFL. And so the fact that you're able to like use the very giant data sets, but also the very short data sets in similar manners or similar results, I think is extra impressive.
Yeah. And I guess it might be slightly different with how I do NFL, but generally it's the same, you know, long-term trend, short-term trend, how good is this player? But of course, different things do come into play when you're betting NFL, like, you know, player age, especially at the beginning of the season. There's a lot of things. I mean, how many mouths are there to feed? Like, you know, the thing about baseball is it's one-on-one stats, right? It's just, it's just one-on-one. For the, you know, how much game planning is there? There's really no game plan. Hit the ball, score runs. Yeah. That's it. Maybe some teams play a little more small ball, but for instance, you're betting on the pitcher and the hitter. Like how good is the hitter? How good is the pitcher? In football, you're also betting on game plan, scheme. There's just a lot more things involved. But that's what makes it fun. So coaching systems, you know.
Well, last year I had luck with something that probably was just that. It was probably just luck, but, I looked at baseball trends where a prop would hit 95% in a 20-game trend, so 19 out of 20 games, with the one exception having occurred in the last five games. And so, like, basically the theory there is, like, consistently this bet hits, and the one blip was recently. So, you know, in my brain, I was like, well, I'm less likely to catch the blip. I'm less likely to catch the blip tonight. The blip just happened. So I'm not going to be the one who gets blipped out on this. And so it probably was luck, but that was hitting at about almost 70% for me last year.
That's massive. I mean, we all know that a 52.5% winning percentage is considered
on minus 110s, though. I mean, like some of these things, some of them were plus 110, some of them were minus 140. And like I ended up being up on the year on the trend, though.
And you know how I like to play. You know I like to play plus money. I do not, like if it's more than -120. I just don't play. It's no fun. Why? I don't want to pay all that juice to the book. I'd rather just take a little risk and go with my gut and get that plus money payout. So I do have a specific way I bet, which I think might go into the rankings. I do think I might not win as many as some people, but the money ends up being more.
Well, you're going to hate my cred pick because I did know that about you, and I actually loaded up on juice tonight just to get you to avoid tailing it. And so I'm playing my own strategy against you, Jen.
Okay.
And I do think you need to go, you do need to go back to the drawing board just a little bit, because all of your strategy did not keep you from losing in the postseason fantasy league to this guy, this soccer guy, 2 out of the last 3 years. And so I don't know how you were willing to show up to do the show again. You knew that was going to come up eventually.
It's true. Narrow losses. Both times it was like less than 3 points or 0.3 points or something horrible like that. It was awful.
I don't know where I'm at on the sharp rank list, but I know I am number one on that list this year. That is all that matters to me. So Jen, thank you for walking through your process a little bit. I am going to put some of those lessons into my daily handicapping. I hope the listeners do at home, and let's see how you've applied them today, right after this break.
You know, when the conversation turns tampers, I always go with my number one as Caesars. Let's talk about them a little bit, shall we? Tickets to the game, merch, meals at iconic restaurants, stays at Caesars Palace. All this can be yours when you bet with Caesars Sportsbook. Win or lose, every bet earns rewards credits, which you can redeem across the empire. Now, if you haven't started yet, register using this code. Listen up, OmahaFull. The word Omaha and the word full. And then you place your first bet up to $1,250. If you win, great. If you keep those winnings, but if you lose, you'll get your stake back as a bonus bet. 21 and over only. Offer valid and must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming. New users and first $10 plus wager only. Must register with eligible promo code. Bet amount of qualifying wager returned only if wager is settled as a loss. Maximum bonus bet, $1,250. Bonus bet expires 14 days after receipt. Tier credits and reward credits will be added to account within 7 days after qualifying wager settles. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed through Horseshoe, Bossier City, and Harrah's, New Orleans. Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harrah's, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER or West Virginia, 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, Jen, we are back, and I get to claim honors legitimately this time, since I do have a one-unit lead on you. I'm going to enjoy it while it lasts. And my process sometimes, Jen, is just don't do stupid things. And when you see a bet that you think is going to win, you know what you should do? You should bet it. You should not worry that you gave it out on Monday. You should not worry that you're boring the audience and being repetitive. You should grab the Dodgers run line -1.5 when they have not changed the price. It is still -105. They have a clear pitching advantage tonight and the same impossible lineup to navigate. Plus, I like the idea of them going for the kill against their rivals early and possibly getting the sweep tonight. And it's a great price that they're eventually going to adjust. So while I don't like giving it out again, and I probably wouldn't have if there weren't so many early MLB games, I would have looked at a different team. But there's a ton of MLB games. This is a 10-10 start. It is a great trend to follow. Eventually, it's going to come back down to earth. But I'm willing to ride it right now in the heart category as long as they keep the price around where it's at.
And that's a good pick. And you'll see that a pick that I make later also involves the Dodgers for many of the same reasons. So that is a good pick. I do want to say that I do slightly regret not taking my second guess express.
Ooh, you're already second guessing the second guess.
No, Mike, from Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Cashed. And I think we might be even or close if I did. So now I am rethinking my second guess express for today too.
Fastest way to guarantee a win is putting on your betting bench.
I know. Okay. My heart pick is Yordan Alvarez to hit a home run. Now, earlier in this episode, I already said you should not do anything but pull a lotto ticket for anything that is more than, one trend, for less than one trend. But I'm going on one trend here for Yordan Alvarez, and that is the fact that he has absolutely owned Chris Bassitt in his career, 15 plate appearances, an OPS of 1486, 9 RBI, and 4 extra base hits. But here's the interesting part. All 4 extra base hits have been home runs. Mm-hmm. Here's the problem with this bet before you tail it. Yordan's batting like 100 to start the season, okay?
Keep it at 100.
He doesn't have any extra base hits. And then Astros stink at Minute Maid so far. As I mentioned, lost 13 of their last 15 played there. He doesn't look that comfortable in the number 2 spot, and I think that's part of the problem. However, he's had a couple shots, traveled 380 plus feet, just barely missing going yard center. So I'm going to go for it. I'm going to take a big swing because I need to catch up. And at plus 250, I wish I got a better payout, but I'm going to take it just because of the specific, as I said, I only pull lotto tickets really for one trend. I got one trend here. Although you could say like long-term, like Yordan's one of the best hitters in baseball. So
yeah,
it's a couple, but.
Well, now that I have a little lead, I will not be tailing that like I did. And I regret tailing your Tucker pick because I liked your other picks better and I was afraid of you. That's why I tailed it. And it's really hard to steal bases when you're taking them 4 at a time. If you're just going to keep going yard, you can't ever get an opportunity to swipe.
2 home run game. Like I knew it was a Tucker game, but I got the wrong Tucker. But on that note, we talked about stolen bases being the new home run prop. Yeah. I looked the next day. Okay. And Tucker was 29 homers last year, 30 stolen bases. So, right. So either one hit at the same rate. It was plus 390 for a home run last night and plus 550 for a stolen base. So I still contend that the better play is often the stolen base just for the payout.
Yeah, no, it's right. It's like the difference between decisions and outcomes, right? Like you could reverse engineer outcomes and think you made the wrong decisions. That's not true. Like the decision was made in the vacuum of the outcome doesn't mean that the decision itself was wrong. And so I think your logic is sound there, even though it turned out that home runs are the new home run bet on Monday. So for my head category, I am going to continue doing exactly what I'm doing, which is blind betting 2023 baseball trends, because I have not lost yet doing this. And we're going to see a familiar face here again, Nick Ahmed, because why wouldn't I take Ahmed? He's got all the great conditions right now. And this time I'm pairing him with Nolan Arenado, both under 1.5Ks, this time, Jen, at a plus number at plus 103. So Ahmed hits ninth and was pinch hit for late on Monday, which is like the absolute cream of the crop of what you want for an under bet. So he only gets 3 at-bats, and then they take him out when it's competitive because they need somebody who's a better hitter. So if you have a two number, any two number on the under, and it requires him to like do it 2 out of 3 times, you got to be feeling really good about your chances for that to cash in an individual night. That one's minus 210. To get it up to the plus, I paired it with Arenado, another guy who's been hitting at 86%. And I didn't fear the pitching matchup. The guy he was going against, I can't remember who it is right off the top of my head, but it was under a K per 9. This one was minus 265 on the individual leg. It is a 4 o'clock game. So if you do like what I'm saying, go bet this right now. But you put those two together, it is plus 103 for something that seldomly occurs for either player.
Whoa. Really? Yeah.
Minus 210, minus 265. It's a plus number at Caesars.
That's probably the one I'm tailing.
There you go.
Okay. Here's my head pick. It is Tigers money line plus 110. Mm. Okay. So Mets are 0-4 to start the season. They just freaking don't look good. This game was canceled yesterday, but Casey Mize has looked quite promising in spring training. Guess who's 4-0 to start the season? The Detroit Tigers. I feel like Adrian Hauser. What are you getting from Adrian Hauser as the Mets? Nothing. The guy was like bottom 1% of the league in hard hits allowed last year. So there's enough players for the Tigers that can do that. Torque, Riley Green, you got enough there. So at this easy pay, it's just money line. That's all we need. Plus 110. I'm going to continue with the trend. I know it's hard to lose five in a row. I know it's hard to win five in a row, but I'm going to go ahead and say it happens tonight at plus 110 Tigers money line.
Are the Mets ever going to fix themselves? Like, how do you spend $340 million and lose five straight games at any point in the season? It seems almost impossible. And let alone the first five. They're
just going to keep selling tickets because they got great food at the ballpark. That's all I got to do.
Jeez, Jen, they need to hire you to get in there with some analytics. Although your analytics would be like, hey, guys, just win a game. How about that? All right, for the heater, my heater cashed. God, I love that bet so much. Spurs against the spread, took care of business, no problem. 15.5 point dogs last night, lost a hard-fought game against the Nuggets by only five when Wemby almost put up a quadruple double. So I will be following that trend again with the Pelicans on Friday. Line's not up yet, but it doesn't matter. I'm taking it blind. What are you doing in heater?
I'm sticking with my heater, right? We have to stick with our heater, yeah. Right? Baltimore minus 1.5. That's my play all week. So I cashed on Monday. It was a dramatic fashion, by the way.
Yeah.
Walk off hit that got us to 6-4. And so I'm in.
Yeah, they were home, right? Like the only way you could really win that bet was a walk off homer, because in a tie game, at the first run comes across the plate, you can't cover it. So you got there the only way you could. Congrats again on those wish powers. Which leads us just to the last pick, Jen. For credibility, I told you I'm eating some juice on this one, but I'm very happy with it anyway. It is Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert, the Stifle Tower, the big Frenchman, they have his line for first quarter rebounds tonight at 4.5. And I am all over the under at minus 145. Gobert has failed to get five first quarter rebounds, which is a big number, in 12 straight games. And why should he? This is like playoff mid to early April basketball. This is like the very dregs of the season. And they are already in the Timberwolves, one big man down. They should need to put his tall butt in bubble wrap at this point and protect him for the postseason. And even if they didn't, five is a lot of rebounds in one quarter for a guy who's actually going hard, let alone a dude playing against a horrific Raptors team when the Wolves should be going that the Wolves should win going away, whether he plays at 100% or not. So I'm literally betting on him to dog it tonight and only turn it on late in the fourth quarter if he needs to, you know, like most of the NBA in April, except for maniacs like Giannis and Wemby. So the juice isn't awesome, but it's not even close enough to scare me away. So give me this action all day.
What's the juice?
Minus 145.
Minus 145. Okay. All right. I'm thinking about it. Might make a conservative play.
You're going with the baseball pick. I already saw it in your eyes. Go ahead. Give your credibility.
Got to know what I do. Are you ready for my cred pick?
I am.
Freddie Freeman over 1.5 total bases, minus 105. Wish I got a better rate, but I understand why I don't. And that's because Freddie Freeman absolutely mashes left-handed pitching. Yeah. This is what I was talking about before. Last year, no one had more hits versus southpaws than Freddie Freeman. He had 60 of them. He also had the most extra base hits. I believe it was, hold on, let me tell you how many. Sorry. It was a lot. Okay, the guy hits a double, he hits multiple times. He had 30 extra base hits versus lefties. He's hitting 335. I'm sorry, he had 66 hits, not 60. My bad. Yep. He was so far out in front. This year, he's hitting 414. He had a monster night last night. Hit extra base hits again. So he's cashed this bet in 4 of 8 games this year. As we know, the pitcher for the Giants, you mentioned it, doesn't have a lot of major league experience. He's given up a ton of hard hits.
Yep.
It was in the 1%, bottom 1% of the league last year. So Freddie Freeman's going to be fine tonight. So is Mookie Betts, all of those guys, I think you should play them. It's the same reason I like your pick of them covering the run line. But I'm going to take it here for my credibility pick. It's going to be specifically on Freddie Freeman and a perfect example of how I pick my player props.
I am all over SGPs tonight in that game. And so I'm tailing your Freeman pick because I looked at it myself. I love it. Mm-hmm. So give that to me. Absolutely. Harrison, this kid, this 22-year-old kid, does not know what he's about to walk into in Dodger Stadium, particularly trying to hoard off a sweep. I think he's going to get hammered tonight.
Yeah.
So I'm tailing that one. Are you tailing the baseball stats pick, or are you going to get reduced, seduced by the juice and Gobert?
Do I get double points for it if Gobert works?
No.
I only get one. Yeah. I'm going to tell the baseball pick. I'm going to take that plus money. You know me.
All right. Take that plus 103 on the under 1.5. Because as you said, not that many guys are even striking out twice in a game, right. Let alone nine hitters. You have to do it in three at-bats.
That's right.
All right. So fun as always, Jen. Let's give our sponsors a little bit more love, do our second guest express, and get out of here.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
All right, Jen, we are back. I won honors earlier, which means I will cede the floor over to you. What is your second guess express guaranteeing a win by putting on your betting bench, just like you did on Monday?
It's Blue Jays money line, plus 120.
Oh, no, not again. Okay. Not again, Jen.
I'm sorry. At least I didn't put it in my bets. But the fact is, they've lost 13 of their last 15. I just can't. And the way they lose it is in dramatic, heartbreaking fashion. Last night, they were leading 1-0 until the last out of the ninth inning when Hader gives up a 2-run home run. Okay? This is the way it's happening right now. I don't want to be negative, Nelly, but I'm hoping this will also help reverse jinx. I don't know if a second guess express counts, but plus 120 for the Jays to win tonight. Christian Javier, he looked really good in his first start, but he is a fly ball pitcher, and we know that the Jays can mash if they start elevating the ball. So that's my second guess express. Not taking it, that's my second guess express.
You want to talk about long-term trends or short-term trends? I have to weigh the long-term trend of second guess express almost always hitting and the short-term trend of you betting against your own team guaranteeing a victory for the Astros. So I don't know exactly what to do with that information, but I got till 8 o'clock to figure it out. For my second guess express, you have a little bit longer. And Jen, I don't think you're a big fan of the beautiful game, too busy winning all that money on the baseball and the football fields. But tomorrow we have a Premier League game between Manchester United and my beloved Chelsea. And I am taking Manchester United plus 0.5 and minus 120, which means a draw or United win cashes the bet. And I have not seen this big of an expensive embarrassment on both sides in sports since the last Mets inter-squad scrimmage. But you have two teams that have gone out and spent ridiculous amounts of money to fall way below expectations. And Chelsea is somehow still worse. They're still the biggest embarrassment. They went out and played a team that is going to go down, is going to get relegated, is going to get kicked out of the Premier League. And they were down a man, Jen, and we could not beat them at home. Can you imagine the most expensive team in baseball, which Chelsea effectively are in the Premier League, the most expensive team, like the Dodgers. Let's say the Dodgers get a game against the White Sox. And the Dodgers are up, let's say 3-2 in the seventh. And the White Sox, their right fielder, not only gets injured, they can't play a right fielder. So the Dodgers are up a goal, and the White Sox have no right fielder, and the Dodgers can't win the game. That is more or less what we just saw last week out of Chelsea. Chelsea played Burnley a man down at home, had a 2-1 lead, and could not protect it. They are the suckiest sucks who ever sucked, and they're playing the second suckiest sucks who ever sucked. So give me the second ones at minus 120.
So you're telling me you know what it's like to be an Astros fan.
Without the trash cans, of course.
Meanwhile, our starting pitching has an ERA of 1.86. 1.86.
Oh my gosh. Five. Yeah, you're trying to make some money on that. And even when you don't, you know, you get some history. All right, here are more of my soccer takes on Covered in Glory with Brett on Thursday. We won't talk about that game, thank God. Hopefully Chelsea will do something to lower my blood pressure, but I am literally betting against it. Jen, where can we see you for the rest of the week?
I have a few more articles coming out on AthlonSports.com, including the player props I posted today. And then I'll be back here, of course, on Extra Points Network with Trendy, the only place to be, the best place to get your betting advice. Because look, if you had followed Toby and I, you'd be in the money.
That's right. Oh. Yeah, we're both profitable so far this week. It was profitable last week, too. I don't want to jinx it, but I'm not on a heater, but I'm on like, hey, I can grind out some rent money doing this.
Yeah.
So we also have -3 on Monday with Hench. Go back and listen to that. Tuesday, there was Lemon Pepper Parlay where Martin Weiss gave fashion advice to the women's college basketball coaches. It's something I was not expecting to hear, but go back and listen to that because I didn't think he'd go there, and he did. But they talked a lot about both Final Fours, how excited they are for it, and kicked in a little NBA at the end. And, of course, come back on Friday for Jen and I's final showdown. And hopefully I can keep my lead. But as I keep saying, I am not betting on it. How are you feeling, Jen?
I got some catching up to do. I don't feel great, I'll be honest, because I wanted to play those Boston plays, but I realized, like, that's not helpful to anyone. So I want to help you guys while at the same time doing this. And betting on your Don makes me really nervous, but I got to take a little bit of a swing. So that's what I got to do. Got to catch up. You got to have some game theory here too, right?
Got to have a little bit of game theory. There'll be a lot of that on Friday when we do get to dig into the Final Four, all the weekend action, in addition to the Friday MLB slate. It's going to be a lot of fun, Jen. I hope everybody enjoys the games in the meantime. Until then, take care, everyone.